Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh, and where do you go to get your most incredible history lessons? Former, however you say it, Senator Rick Santorum, in less than 2 minutes, gives us the entire history of the Americas. And it manages, we'll say it now, to insult so many different people. We're not done yet, though. Again, Mark, thank you for the call out there. Anybody else wants to jump in, give Rick a history lesson? Maybe give me a history lesson, though, too, because if Rick's American history in 2 minutes is legitimate, please call me and defend it. 844-967-2789. I will not interrupt. We will let you talk through because, I mean, there's some pretty powerful statements in there that Evan and I were saying. They're fun to make fun of. Which we'll stay on this road.
Low-hanging fruit.
For now. When we come back, though, after the main break, though, we're going to shift it around and particularly hit this a little bit harder. But, I mean, this whole idea of a blank slate, no culture. Well, I mean, there were Native Americans, but, they didn't have any culture.
You have to read between the lines to even see the reference to Native America. He's saying that it was a desolate rock.
Desolate, right. Oh. Hey, maybe like truly looking at American history, and if he's really talking about some type of founding in the New England colonies, maybe the Pilgrims he's kind of referring to and the story of them running away from King James because they couldn't practice their religion and they got here and they created this and they found a welcome desolate quote country. The problem with that one is that's kind of true, but the reason it's desolate at their arrival is that pre-European arrival had already set smallpox through the Wampanoag Nation, pretty much wiping them out, leaving an empty.
Yeah.
So blank slate. Okay, Rick, I'm not sure it's the same type of blank slate you're thinking about, but so a little bit more. Yeah, pre-Pilgrims, there's a little bit more history to the Americas, and in fact, when he's Native American culture, it's not like that's a 12,000 year culture of multiple, and I'm sure historians will continue to wrestle with this, but the 500 nations theory, 500 different nations on continental United States. 500 different cultures, Native American cultures, that developed over 10 to 12 to 14,000 years. And if you talk to our Native brothers and sisters, they'll point out that, they've been there since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, okay? Truly the indigenous identity of being from there, from the ground, from the earth, living there. But no culture. Okay, no culture, because none of it's around that has permeated.
It's been snuffed out and stuffed into tiny little reservations,
okay, awful. Now you're going with offensive again. But I was,
it's hard. It's hard
it's,
for me.
It's okay. Let's stay on though. No Native American culture, none that actually evolved the way. Even evolution is a problem. And you got to understand because it's those European countries, they had an evolution of culture, but not America.
I don't even know what that means. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm going to piece together some of his disjointed fragments and facts and mythologies that he's woven together. And I'm going to put this out, though, Evan, and say, I am not surprised that this narrative was put forth. I am surprised because I know he knows better.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, having taught this in second grade, in fifth grade, in seventh and eighth grade, and then preparing teachers to teach this content. This narrative of religious freedom and the founding of the nation with no facts and disjointed mythologies, yeah, it's pretty pervasive.
You're right.
It's the American curriculum. It just is. It's there. And so Rick is, I mean, it's working, which is why I'm a little bit concerned with Utah and a bunch of other states coming forward, Idaho now, banning, quote, as we went after Ricky earlier, critical race theory, because, well, first he misunderstood it. He thought it was like I should be critical of other races, nationalities, and cultures. No, Rick, sorry. But this backlash now, we're going to outlaw the teaching of students so that they don't look like an idiot like Rick Santorum. Believe that. Call us 844-967-2789 when we get back. Hopefully we'll try to rewrite some history. Back at the break.